Are you a real estate team leader looking for amazing, high-earning, long-lasting agents to join your team? Or are you a legendary agent in the making looking for a team that's actually worth joining and running with for a long time? This is Commission, the podcast where successful real estate agents and team leaders go from chaos and confusion to more wealth, freedom, and impact. I'm Todd Tremonti, broker, owner, team leader, radio host, author, and coach, all here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And alongside me is Grady Dill, director of Real Estate Growth Systems, where we've been coaching agents to grow their businesses all across North America for well over a decade and helping them scale their income and impact to live better lives. So today, we're talking about what makes a potential team member a great fit, the next highest earner, and someone who sticks around for years and years. After 20 years of attracting, chasing, hiring, firing some team members, plus 15 plus years of talking to top producers, top brokers, team leaders, and coaches in residential real estate, I'll share what I've learned and what I do to hire and keep people smiling and hanging out for a long, long time. I'll share all that with you. There's no greater value and no greater need for a real estate team than amazing people. I'll say that again. There's no greater value and no greater need for real estate teams than amazing people. And we're digging into it on this episode of Commission. Listen, folks, I made a list of 10 things I want to share with you on this episode. If we get through them all, that'll be a triumph. But I'm just going to give you everything I can on what makes a great team member. Now, before we dive into this, it does matter what you call a team. So we've got past episodes on that. Go check them out. But you may define a team very differently than me. So instead of trying to define all the ways, I'm just going to tell you how I define it. And then we're going to dig into what it looks like to find great people for your team, or to find a great team if you're one of these people. For me, a team is an interdependent group of people that win together and or lose together. This is an organization of people that want to head in the right direction, in the same direction, while each getting the privilege of doing what you're uniquely gifted to do, what you love to do, occasionally what you need to do, to serve people at a very high level, make a great income, and have some real impact in your community and ideally in the world beyond. So for me, that's a team. It's not people who share a logo and a copier. It's not people who just simply work at the same brokerage. It's not even people who maybe generate some leads together. So I'm not upset with those other models, but what I'm talking about today is who are those people that are likely to be a great fit to run with you, to be great at what they do so that everybody benefits from everybody being great, serving people at a high level, making a bunch of money, and doing a bunch of good in the world. So that's a residential real estate team, the way I'm talking about it. Now, there's 10 traits that I look for in somebody that's a great team member. Right here with me, you got Grady Dill, who helps me run the coaching business and is also, has been and is in a way, still a member of our team. So, welcome, Grady.
Hello.
And you can comment, of course, on the things that you see or don't see, or the way these things maybe hide themselves or are difficult to find, so that folks can benefit from this episode. My hope would be, if you're building and scaling a team, which I know most of you are, that this would really help you understand who to hire and who not to hire, who to look for and who to avoid, who to attract and who to turn away, either through your marketing and messaging or through your decision-making and interviewing. So, real quick, if at any point you want our help to help you put a plan together for this, I'll give you 15 or 20 minutes of my time for free on a Zoom call or a phone call to help you set this up. Just click a link somewhere near this video or this audio. We'll be happy to do that. We can go beyond that if you want. If not, I'll give you that time for free, help you out as well as I can. The 10 things I think you really need to focus on, mostly in order. We'll start with number one, and that's values. This probably doesn't surprise you, but if you don't know what is most important to you in business, you'll have a really hard time figuring out who's a great fit to work with you. And as the team leader, the broker or the owner, you may be one or all of those things, team leader, broker, or owner, it is up to you. This is not like unfair that you get to decide who to work with you based on what you care about. That's the only way this works. If you have one set of values and you are the leader or one of the leaders, and other people don't share those values, this just gets way harder. It gets way harder to find the people. It gets way harder to keep people. It gets way harder to keep clients happy as people have different values. So this isn't just a like good old fashioned, you should have a value statement. This is no, you need to know what you stand for, what's important to you, what ticks you off, what drives you crazy, and what gets you passionate. And you have got to find people that align with that. Let's just say you had five core values. I mean, bare minimum, you got to align with people on 4 out of 5, probably 5 out of 5. This is what makes it harder, meaning less people are going to qualify. But when they qualify, this is what makes it easier. It makes it last longer. It makes it more successful. So number one is values.
And we have a podcast 3 episodes prior to this one that dives into values. And so if you want to kind of scratch the surface of that, 3 episodes prior, it'll be linked somewhere.
Yeah, go back and check out that episode. Maybe hunt down some of our YouTube videos. We talk about this stuff all the time, but different people approach this differently. And I've already said it. One of the ways to approach it is what drives you nuts. The inverse of that is something you value. Does it tick you off when people are late? Well, then you value punctuality. And if you dig deeper, you probably value mutual respect for each other. And if you start trying to hire people that don't value that, they're going to drive you nuts, or they're going to drive your clients nuts and devalue your brand and your reputation. So values have to be number one. You have to organize them at least in a list on a piece of paper so someone could look at it. Now you can go be as clever and creative as you want, but you got to at least quantify those into a short list of things that are non-negotiable for you. Like I said, 80%+ alignment, I think it's just absolutely required for you to be able to work with someone and be successful for the long haul and to be able to run together in the same direction. Number two, natural gifts and abilities. So this sounds silly, but you've got to decide what natural gifts and abilities are important to you. Is it the ability to face and address conflict? Is it the ability to speak on the phone? Is it the ability to make relationships, build friendships? Is it the ability to earn people's trust? Is it the ability to do hard things? Is it the ability to do things consistently over time? This sounds obnoxiously simple, but the reality is people can have all the want to they want to, but if they don't have the actual natural ability to do some of these are the things that are harder to train for. Now, by the way, you can want people to have some abilities that are not natural, that are trainable, but I can tell you right now, there's a lot of things that they might be somewhat trainable, but you can't train someone to become someone completely different. So what are those natural abilities that you want and you need that are non-negotiable for you? You got to look for those things. I can tell you, for me, it's competitiveness, it's grit, it's tenacity, it's a care and concern for others. Some of it is just willing to do hard things. It's definitely to be on the phone. It's definitely to show up. It's definitely to do what you say. So you need to look for those natural abilities. You need to clarify what those things are and find the people that have those. Now, number three, I don't think enough people value enough. And that's a history of winning. That's like, I need to hire people that just pretty much always get what they want. And I know how that sounds like, what are you talking about? Listen, you can come to me and tell me, these are my goals in real estate. Most of the people we hire have never been in real estate before. So I don't need you to have a track record of real estate success. I need you to have a track record of life success. Like if when you were 14, you wanted to make enough money to buy a bicycle, did you? Or did you just have cool goals and didn't get it done? I don't even need to know how you did it. I just need to know that you have a track record in your life of when you wanted something, you figured out how to get it. Now, I don't want you to have a track record of stealing and like being shady about it, but someone who's telling you, I'm going to be great, I'm going to make $200,000 a year, I'm going to sell 50 houses a year and I won't stop until I do it. Man, that sounds so good to a team leader. But tell me, what did you want 10 years ago? What did you want 8 years ago? What did you want 5 years ago? Did you get it? Are you like longing for friendships, but you don't have any? Like, do you deeply desire to have, you know, a truck, but you don't have one? Track record's not looking good for me. I'm not trying to tell you you're a bad person, but you're not likely to be a good agent on my team. If in the past, the last 10 things you really wanted in life, you got one of them, we're not going to be a fit. I'm not mad at you, but if you want this and we got a 10% chance of this, you getting it, try that with somebody else. I don't value you less as a human, but you're not going to be a good member of my team. So I want a history of winning, and I want a history of getting what you want. You don't have to have won the national championship every year, but did you make the team? Did you get the girl or the guy, whatever? Did you get the trophy? Did you get the job? Did you get the lake house? Well, hopefully your values align and that what the things we want, but do you achieve what you go after? I can teach you real estate. I can't necessarily teach you grit. Okay, number four is that you're a team player. And this is different than I always get what I want, but I'm a soloist. I'm a lone ranger. That doesn't work well on my team. That might work well at your brokerage where you want 20 stud lone rangers. I doubt that exchange of value is going to go well for you long term, but it might. You might have a model where that fits. On a team, the way I define team, I need people that have already been a team player. Team sports is usually a really good way to determine that. Have you been coachable? Have you won together and lost together? Have you lifted your teammates up when they're down? Have you let people lift you up when you're down? Are you a team player professionally? Are you a team player socially? Do you like the interdependence of a team? Or do you hate to ever depend on anyone else ever? And no one can ever depend on you. You're not going to do well on my team. I don't think you're going to do well on any real estate team. So team player, socially, professionally, personally, likes interdependence, likes others to depend on them, and likes to depend on others. That's what I'm looking for there. Number five, are you competitive in a healthy way? Now, if you're cutthroat competitive, like I win, you lose, that's the scoreboard, you can do well in sales, but you're not going to do well for long in any one place. And you're certainly not welcome on my team. That's just the way it is. You can value other things on your team, but on my team, we're looking for a healthy competitiveness. Now, Grady, I want to beat you every month, but I also want you to win. That's healthy competitiveness. Like there, we actually have a scoreboard in our office for the home run agent. Literally the agent that just earned the most commissions on the team that month. We built the model so every agent role has an equal commission opportunity. I do want to beat you. I want to compete. I want to win, but I want you to kill it. I actually want you to beat me occasionally to push me to be better. I want you to compete. I want you to be neck and neck so I can't let up. So I get to fully utilize my God-given gifts and abilities to see what I'm capable of and help the most people and serve my family and be generous. I want you to do all of that too, but I also want to win.
Yep. That conversation goes on in the bullpen all the time. Yeah. Like I caught one person calculating how much somebody else had done to figure out what they needed to do to beat them.
Right. And we want that on this team.
But it was healthy. Now, it was healthy.
Right. But if I see that person calculating what they have to do to take something from that other person, that's different.
Different.
Yeah. I don't want you. Now, by the way, if you're out on a football field, you know, crush the other team. That's okay in, you know, high level athletic competition. We are on the same team together, competing against each other in a way that pushes us all forward. That's the type of competitiveness that I'm looking for. I'm also looking for a people that compete to win for their clients. They compete, if they're a buyer specialist, they're competing against the listing agent. Not to crush and harm them, but to get what their client wants and needs, to win for their client. So we want healthy, competitive drive, grit, competitive nature. I want people that want to win. I want people that don't like to lose, but do not fall apart and become terrible humans if they occasionally do. Number six, I need problem solvers. I need people that hate to not know. You know what I mean when I say that? Like you ask me a question, I don't know the answer. I'm a grown adult. I can say, you know, I don't know, but I'll find out. But I'm going to be physically uncomfortable every minute between that statement and until I know. Mm-hmm. I want to find the answer. I want to know. I want other people like that, that they do not like it when somebody needs something and they don't have the thing they need. They want to solve problems, help people, serve, win, compete, connect the dots, overcome the challenge, find the creative solution. So they are natural problem solvers. And their sense of urgency from when they don't know to when they do know is raging. 10 out of 10. I'll go find a way to find the answer and get back to you so fast that you'll say, how did you figure that out so fast? I want those people. And I want a bunch of them. Problem solvers. Number seven, needs the income. Listen, if you have a trust fund and you never need another dollar in your life, A, congratulations. B, my guess is you didn't choose that. That's the life you've been handed. And I hope you honor it. And I hope you have hustle and grit and you do good in the world. Probably not a good fit on my team. Just the way, I mean, just, it's just experience has proven that to me. Then you're like, hey, I want to be on a team. I want to learn. I want to help people. I want to grow, but I don't really need to. So when it gets hard, I don't like hard that much. Probably not a good fit on my team. I want people that need the income. Now, I don't mean I want broke people scraping by that need one more deal. That's not good for us or the client. But I want you to say, look, I want to make $180,000 this year, and I'm going to build a life where I got a plan for all 180. I need it. I don't need it to survive. I need it to be who I think I'm supposed to be in the
world. It's the drive. It's the grit.
I'm going to fight for it. I'm not going to get comfortable at 110 and just hope that it works out. I'm going to keep fighting till I get all of it because I got a plan for it. I'm providing, I'm saving, I'm giving, I'm sharing. I need it. Not like need it to live, but need it to be who I want to be, who I am committed to being. Okay. Number eight, I want people, and I'm going to say this carefully, who are borderline cocky. I don't want cocky jerks, but I want people that a few times a year they're someone calls them cocky. Like, okay, dude, back off. That's a little much. If that doesn't happen a few times a year, you're probably not confident enough to do really, really well for a really long time and encourage and drive others to do the same. I want people who take pride in being right, who take pride in being ready, who take pride in being needed. And that's borderline cocky. I want you to need me. I want the ball in the last few minutes of the game, right? When it gets crazy, I want you to be like, dude, can you help me? Yeah, I can help you. Of course I can help you. I'm good at what I do. I work hard. I'm ready. Now, I'm not saying I'm, you know, the only one in the world and I'm the most special, but if I'm going to err, I want good people on my team to err on the side of so confident is maybe a little too much. Instead of erring on the side of like, I don't know, I'm not even going to try. I'm not sure I could do that. Nope. Not what we need. We need borderline cocky. Number nine, got to be fun. You don't have to be fun all day, every day. Sometimes we got to get after it. But if it's not fun, it's going to be too hard because we do real work that really matters for real people in the real world. And there are times it's heavy. There are times it's make or break. There are times there's marriage on the line. There's finances on the line. There's education on the line. There's a home or no home on the line. So I want fun people that are competitive and problem solvers and tenacious and intelligent and all those things while being fun to do that with. And so you can be like, tell a joke fun. You can be, I'm always down to try something fun. You can be, let's go find crazy restaurants fun. You can be, let's surprise clients in a fun way. You can be all kinds of fun. But if it's not fun, the pace we run and the stuff we do and the way it matters and the consequences is not going to be worth it.
It won't be fun.
Yeah, it won't be fun if you're not fun. So we want fun people. Not all pranksters and jokesters and goofballs, but people that like get after it in a way that's engaging and fun. That's what we need. Number 10, not a dreamer, not an only creatively focused, and not a think don't do type. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
So I want people who dream, but not who only dream. I want people who are creative, but not who are only creative, and not people who like only think. It's very important to me that people think.
It goes back to your history of winning. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I wanted this 10 years ago. But it's another thing to be like, I wanted this and I got it.
But if you're a team leader and you're hanging out with us right now, you're watching this video, listening to this podcast, you've probably been tricked by a dreamer. Someone's like, oh man, let's go build this thing together. Yeah, what if we got with builders and we got like 100 deals at a time? And you're like, oh man, this guy's got vision. And then they just don't ever do anything. It's all vision. There's no hustle. There's no get it done. There's no follow through. Man, that's actually really inspiring and very costly on a team. It's like, man, I kind of got people all sold on this deal and there was no follow through. It's massive letdown. We'd have been better off never being inspired by your vision, right? There's got to be some get it done. And realistically, probably a little bit more of that than the dreamer. So this is the way I see this one hurt teams. There's the person that tells you they want to be a team player and they want to win and they want to work the leads and they want to help other people and be helped by other people and they want to follow the system. They want to show up when they're asked. They want to do the training. And they've got, I'm going to be so all in. We're going to go win together big. And then they want to build their own brand. Like they spend a lot of time on their logo and their Legion and their business cards and their little website project on the side. And then you realize like, they don't really want to do anything. And they're also not building the team with the team. They're kind of building their own little kingdom, their own little brand. And by the way, it's okay for people to want to do that, but not on the team. And I'm not even saying like, don't compete with me. Don't go build your own thing. It's like, hey, I want people that want to build this thing together and stay for a long time. And we have agents on our team that have been here for 11 years, 10 years, 10 years, 9 years, 7. And that's not normal. So the only way you get there is by finding people that want that, that are a natural fit for that. We've got people on our team that would be fine on their own. They wouldn't enjoy it as much, and they probably wouldn't do it as long. But they would sell houses. They would take care of clients. But them and their nature, they fit this top 10 list right here. They want to do it with the rest of us. They want to be encouraged and sharpened and challenged to grow personally, professionally, maybe even spiritually. And because of that, they do better than they would have alone. They would have been okay, but they're better. And we're better. And because we're better, they're better again. And because they're better, the next hire is better. And because of that, the person that's been here for a while that otherwise would have kind of gotten tired, they're better. So we're all better because we're true team players. Not just team friends, team players, team producers, team challengers that make us grow, that make us improve, that make us create new lead gen, that make us improve the quality of our clients and our waiting list, and increase our fees, and increase the quality of clients we deal with, and focus on our specializations even more, and don't apologize for saying no to clients that don't appreciate our value, that don't want to pay our fee, that want us to do things outside of our specialization. To me, that's a great team. And these are signs of great team members. Now, in the beginning, I said, if you want help with this, click a link near this video or this audio. We'll jump on a call completely free and talk about implementing this. I also talked about if you're a team leader and you're looking for great team members, these are the attributes of great team members. But I also said, if you are an agent and you are looking for a great team and you think all 10 or most of these 10 are the right descriptors of you, I want you to know this. There are team leaders all over the country dying to find someone like you and plug them in to people, leads, system, structure, accountability, fun, opportunity, leadership, camaraderie. Find people with most of this and cultivate some of it, but most of this has got to already be there. And then we'll cultivate the real estate acumen, the habits, the systems, the scripting. We can teach those parts, but we need these core attributes to grow. And I'm looking for a bunch. If you're looking for a bunch, let's learn together, grow together, share together. If you'd like my help, helping you think through putting a plan together to implement this, to find great people, just click a link for a free call, free strategy call, free catch-up call, whatever you want to call it. I'll give you 15 or 20 minutes of my time at no charge whatsoever, no credit card involved at all. Just sign up for a call, find some time on my calendar, and we'll talk about how you too can do this. This is how we have agents that are 11, 10, 10, 9, 7 years on our team, and staff too, by the way. And then you can have a great team as well that supports the life you want to live of great income, great impact, and a great life. Hey, folks, sign up if you want to talk more about implementing in this your business. Check out those other episodes that Grady referenced, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Take care.